The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
We have a special guest this morning, and I have a feeling some people may recognize his name. I mean, he's relatively known in the state of Georgia. The great Herschel Walker joins us on the Morning Extra.
Thank you.
He's
good
a
morning, sir.
UFC fighter, I remember.
That's what. He did some other things too. There's a couple other things.
Just a few things.
I've got the new. I got this brand new Georgia National Championship hat. But
it's
he was the
out.
OG. Oh. That's the OG National Championship right there with Herschel Walker. But thank you so much, Herschel, for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it. But we want to start with something that's I hate to start with something ugly, but it is. But
I liked your response.
I thought at that moment when Eli Mistal said what he said about you on MSNBC, and your response was so stately, at that moment I was like, this man is ready to be the next senator from the great state of Georgia. Herschel Walker is ready to be the senator.
Yes. I am going to be the next senator. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to pray for MSNBC and, you know, Elliot, because the reason why is I think they need Jesus, and there's no doubt
Amen
they need
that.
Jesus. And you know, they want us to think that, you know, this country and Georgia, we're bad people, that we're so racist and everything. But I want everyone to know that we're good people, that we have our problems, but we can solve those problems together. And the only way we can do it is together. We cannot let people like that separate us. They want to divide us, and if they divide us, they win. But we got to continue to go out there and fight together. And that's how we win this. That's how we get this country back, and that's how we can do this here in Georgia.
That's a football mentality right there.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the other things that he said throughout this is that, you know, you're going to do whatever the Republicans tell you, but we're talking about you're facing a candidate in Senator Warnock who has voted with Joe Biden 97% of the time. If you want to talk about doing something that someone tells you, that's proof in the pudding right there. So now all of a sudden you have a debate. You've offered it to him. October 14th. Is he going to debate you on October 14th?
Well, he said twice. I've offered him two debates, and he said twice. And one of the things I've told him, I think he's scared right now. You know, I think before he thought I didn't want to debate him. I told him I love to debate him. I said we got to debate when it's about the people, not about some political party, not about the press. It's got to be about the people. And I think he's afraid to stand in front of Georgians and explain why he got the gas prices where they're at today. He got to explain why grocery prices are high. He got to explain right now he's supporting a bill that's going to raise taxes on people. Those are things that he got to explain to the people. So I said, I want an audience there. I want his voters to be there. And I think he's afraid to come back. You know, yesterday I did an interview and someone said he'd been talking to him. I said, where is he at? He said he's in Washington. I said, oh, okay. Then I'm here talking to manufacturers that said that this bill is going to hurt them. And he said he looked forward to supporting a bill like that.
Herschel Walker is our guest on the Morning Extra, and I will tell you, for everyone who has talked about the possibility of a debate, I have long said it's a great opportunity because he does have a record, and we do talk about gas prices and how hard it is when you go into Publix and just try and buy groceries if you're considering trying to move and you see the interest rates. So many of the things that have been voted on over the last couple of years fall right in his lap, and you get to go ahead and say, this is on you.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I think he's afraid to stand in front of the people and say that, you know, he believes men should be in women's sports. Well, I don't. And I think standing in front of a crowd having to defend yourself is going to be very difficult. And I'm not afraid to call him out on those things because I believe in this country. I believe in Georgia. I believe in the voters here. I've been doing these listening sessions, and I'm listening to the people because that's who I'm supposed to represent when I get to Washington.
Can I tell you, when you came to the office and you were on the Clay and Buck show, you had signed our big autograph wall that we have at Dickey Broadcasting, and when we were standing there, I said, a reverend said he's okay with and will sign off on aborting a child up until the moment of birth. And you said something to me that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up as a Christian, as a person that was raised in the church and that loves Jesus. You said that's not a reverend, that's a false prophet. And I couldn't, I mean, everything that is me tensed up at that moment because you're 100%
right. I'm not sure why it'll tense up because, you know, right now he's saying he's okay with a woman killing her baby. And, you know, I don't know if he forgot that we do have a Ten Commandments. So I'd love for him to look at that instead of him being in Washington with the elite there in Washington. Look at what he's supposed to be representing. He's supposed to be a reverend, so be a reverend. Stand for what is truth. The truth is there's not separation. The only separation is believers and non-believers. But at the same time, believers are supposed to try to help the non-believers.
Right. We love them.
But it seemed like he wanted to continue to separate because of the color of your skin, where right now God don't care about the color of your skin.
That's
he cares
exactly
about
right.
your heart.
That's right.
And I think that's one of the things people got to think about. And, you know, and that's the way I am. We have our problems here in Georgia. We have our problems here in the country. But the way we solve those problems are together. You got to come together and do it. And I say there's no country better than the United States of America.
Amen.
There's no state better than the state of Georgia. That's who you represent.
Yeah, let's talk to a little bit about your work with the veterans and talking about dealing with mental health right now. And we know that in an article that just came out yesterday, mental health is very important here in the state of Georgia. Governor Kemp did a great job. He put in a bill that now when we go to our insurance companies, just like if I broke my arm, I could get help with mental health. This is something that you went around and talked to a lot of veterans about. And in fact, we got a colonel on, Colonel Churchwell, who you know real well. We'll get to him in a minute. But talk about the false attack about from Raphael Warnock on your work with these veteran organizations.
Well, you know, they're going to have these false attacks because, you know, with the veterans, he said that you can't serve the military and God at the same time, which is absurd for say a statement like that. And they're trying to attack things that I'm very good with, even the law enforcement, that they're terrible at. Well, I'm always going to be a champion for mental health, and I will always be a champion for mental health because we have a mental health problem in this country. As I go around the state, I'm talking to a lot of people, and they talk about mental health. So I'm going to champion mental health because it is okay to say that you're not okay.
Yeah.
And I think everyone in the country have a family member, they know someone that may have suffered from a mental health problem. And what we got to do is we got to quit running away from it. We got to approach it, and we got to work with people and know that they can be okay if they're willing to get the help. But they got to be brave enough to get the help.
And it's something you admitted, which is really hard in the community you come from, because, you know, a black male to admit some kind of weakness, especially when it comes to, you know, mental health. Even for me, it's hard to talk about. And, you know, I've dealt with anxiety. I've dealt with panic disorders, and I've talked to people, and I've gotten help, and that's okay. And for you to get out there and talk to these veterans, this should be applauded.
One of the things I tell people, yes, I had a problem, but I'm still a bad dude.
Yes, exactly right. Yes, sir.
I'm not ashamed to say that a weak man is a man that won't admit that he got a problem. And I said, that's the problem that we have is we've now not sure what they're doing because everybody wants to talk about pronoun. And like, I don't know what my pronoun is, but one thing I do know that I'm a man of God and I'm a warrior for God and I'm going to have problems. Everyone else is going to have problems, but you got to get up when you get knocked down. And I've learned to get up and I tell all soldiers, I tell all men and women that I said, you're the greatest people in the world. Do not let anyone tell you that you're not. And I continue to fight with them and I'll always be a champion for mental health.
Herschel Walker is our guest on the Morning Extra, and I was talking about this on yesterday's show, and I'll tell you right in front of you, I think it's a winning message when you talk about, I've been a man who's been dealt with struggles. I've been a man who, as a young man, you talked about it in the SEC network, I was an overweight child. I had to get past some of these things. I had some mental illness. I've had some stuff to go through. I think when you talk to Georgians and say, I fought for myself. I was able to accomplish. I'm going to fight for you the same way. I think that's a winning message.
Well, you know, one of the things, my message is, and I tell people this, everyone see the glory, but they don't see the story. Everybody has a story, but everyone try to hide a story because they're ashamed of the story, but I'm not. You know, my story is what made me what I am today, and that's what made me, like I say, a bad man. That's what made me able to build a business that I built. That's what made me be the man that I am. And then when you read the Bible, you have so many guys in that has come from a story. And I said, we all have that story, but don't forget where you come from. That's one thing I've never forgot where I come from, and that seemed to be where my opponent had forgotten because he told me he was from Savannah, Georgia. I told him, I want to debate you in Savannah,
backyard.
Georgia.
Yes, sir.
And he don't want to do it there. And I said, well, come back home here to Georgia, who you represent. Listen to the business people. Listen to what they're saying about bills that you're signing. Listen to the people. And I said it yesterday, and someone thought it was funny because he voted to put men and women sports. And I said, guys, look at me. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but do any mom out there want Herschel Walker competing against that daughter? And I said, that is absurd.
That's
and I said, guys, we got to get this right. Right now, come November, come November, we got to get this right. This is one of the most important elections out there. We got to get it right. We got to put the right people behind the table that's going to do the right thing. It's not just Herschel Walker. We got to put a lot of conservative people back there that's going to do the right thing for this country, the right thing for the state of Georgia. Otherwise, we're going to lose the liberties and freedoms that we have so many great people to fight for if we don't get it right this coming November.
Herschel Walker on the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. We're going to bring in Colonel Churchwell that you know very, very well. Colonel, could you just address what Herschel has just been talking about in these ads that try to paint Herschel in a terrible light, and you know the other side of the story?
Yeah, absolutely. And for one, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yes, sir.
Again,
thank you for your service.
The show. And then, like I said, probably about 6 years ago, the first time I met Herschel, long before he was thinking about being a politician, he was just a great American out there trying to help solve the problem with the veterans and the active duty guys. So he came down, and we took him to Kings Bay, and then 2 years after that, I took him to Fort Stewart, and I took him to Hunter Army Airfield. And everybody knows Hunter Army Airfield is where we have the 1st Ranger Regiment. So we got to go down there and visit those guys. And I will tell you, at all the locations we went to, at Kings Bay and at Hunter Army Airfield, we would open up the theater, he would visit the hospitals and visit staff, and then we had an open forum where he would come in and talk to veterans, talk to active duty guys. And when he would get in there and speak to those people, for one, the theater's packed, standing room only, and then he would get in there and talk to all the veterans and explain his problems and explain what he has gone through. Because, as you know, every day, we have veterans every day, I think 22 a day commit suicide, and then there's like another 13 or 14 a day that get addicted to drugs. And Herschel got out there and spoke to those guys and talked to them about how it's a commitment, how you have to stay with it, how you have to continue to work on it. And, you know, he gave them hope. And I will tell you, even 2 years or 3 years after, I would go back to those bases. People would recognize me and come up and talk to me and talk about the time that Herschel was there and how he had spoke to those guys and how they'd have an aunt, an uncle, a brother, a sister, someone was motivated by that conversation, motivated by the fact that Herschel stood up there in front of everybody and said, hey, I want to help you guys out, you know, and that it helped lead to them to get to the road to recovery, you know. And,
yes,
and like
sir.
I said, I just think his whole role in supporting the veterans has been incredible. And like I said, long before he became a politician, when no one was looking, he was the guy that was out there when no one was looking.
Would you like to address that?
Well, I want to thank Colonel for that because, you know, I tell people all the time, it's not about Herschel Walker. It's about my relationship with Christ. And I will continue to do this because it's not about what people see me. It's what you give to other people. I learned from Coach Landry, and he said, when you take something out of society, put something back in. Well, I came from Wrightsville, Georgia. I had nothing. My family, we didn't have much at all, but we loved each other. We loved Jesus Christ, and we knew how to work. And right now, that's why I want the people to know, when you have a family, and Georgia, all Georgians are my family. White, black, doesn't care what color you are, you're my family. And I was taught from my parents, you protect your family. Right now, there's people out there that want to hurt my family, and I'm going to fight. If I have to fight alone, I will fight to protect my family, and I will always do that.
Yeah. Herschel Walker joining us here. We're live at the Marriott Edina in Cobb County. Colonel, before I let you go, I want to ask you about the wokeness that is getting into our military now and how that affects the military. I know that you're retired, but what do you think that will do, and how does that make the American military look now that we're allowing some of the wokeness to get in, including CRT and others?
Well, again, you know, and I don't want to get too far down into that. I think that, you know, it puts a large emphasis on the leaders of the military to try to figure out how to still train our troops to go to war, to fight combat operations, when there's parameters being put on them. You know, and you've got to get to the point where you take those parameters off of the leaders to train our soldiers, because the last thing we want to do is send our people overseas to fight and they get killed. You know, that's not what you want. You want all those guys to go defend our country and to come home. And I think the more wokeness we put into the military, the more we confine those guys into what they can and can't do, getting these soldiers, sailors, and airmen ready to go and fight in combat operations. And you know, I think if you talk to the senior leaders, they'll agree to that. You know, we have to take a look at that and say, is this really what we want to have done to the military forces as a whole? Do we want to constrain us to where we can't do what we were really hired to do, defend the country?
Let me say something on that, and I think we got to remember Russia, China, and Iran is not talking about wokeness.
Right.
They're talking about war.
Yes, sir.
And I said we have to get our men and women prepared for it to go to war. And right now with this administration, with Senator Warnock and Joe Biden there in office, wokeness is going to get many of people killed. Mm-hmm. And we got to get out of this and get them prepared for war.
Yeah. Finishing up with Herschel Walker, and I will tell you, so I grew up in Texas as a Cowboy fan. My my parents only let me wear 12 for Roger Staubach the whole time I was growing up. And so when the Herschel Walker trade went down, we were all like, oh, this is crazy. But it ushered in a new era. I'm hoping that's exactly what happens here in the state of Georgia, that you end up winning this election. It ushers in a new era. We get a 6 years of having Herschel Walker be that fighter for conservatives. And I really hope that's exactly what happens when come November.
Well, thank you so much. And I want everyone to go to teamherschel.com, but at the same time, remember, I want more than just Herschel Walker to get in as a conservative. We got to get other
Everybody.
People in that's going to do the right thing for this country, for the state of Georgia. There's a lot of conservatives running, and we got to get behind them. But the first thing we got to do is get out and vote.
Yeah.
Can't complain anymore. People got to get out in November. They got to vote. Come to the voting poll and vote, vote, vote.
You're exactly right. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your service to our country. You're going to be a great senator for the state of Georgia, and everybody here is so proud of you. And we're running right behind you, man. We're running right behind
you.
We're going to push you right across the finish line.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Great American right there, Herschel Walker.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.